Taking a look into your grain markets and the recent USDA crop production report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. At the midday of last Friday, we had our most recent USDA crop production report. And as far as Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing is concerned, there wasn't much change to production estimates.
In that report today, it wasn't a whole lot of change. I don't think anybody was really expecting anything. It was pretty well right on the guess. Did lower corn production for this year, 115 million bushel. Nothing to do with yield, just smaller planted acres and harvested acres. So not a real big change there, but yield still at 181. Demand increased exports by 100 million bushels, lowered old crop and new crop feed demand a little bit. So there wasn't really a whole lot of change to the balance sheet on this report, and I don't think we were expecting a whole lot on the corn side anyway.
And for our bean crop, he says it's kind of the same situation. Numbers were not adjusted much.
Beans, kind of the same deal, 5 million bushel decline in production, yield unchanged, so just a few less acres. Exports up 15 million bushels and residual down 15 million bushels.
And making it onto the highlight reel of this report was winter wheat. That production is forecasted at 1.35 billion bushels. USDA chief economist Seth Meyer has more details.
Winter wheat yields pegged at 54.2 bushels an acre. Quite a good crop. And putting production at 1.35 billion bushels for winter wheat. Running a little slow on the actual sending to the lab, but still they're about halfway of their field samples, about a little over 50% of those samples headed to the lab. I would say that overall production expectations incorporate the June 30 acreage report, so there are no changes to the harvested and planted acres for NAS this month. But even though that yield coming in quite strong relative to trend, it looks like maybe if you had to say compared to the trade, maybe a little light on overall production, but not a large amount.
If realized, the United States yield would be the second highest behind 2016 for winter wheat. And when we take a look at hard red winter wheat production, that's at 755 million bushels, down 4% from last month. Soft red winter wheat at 337 million bushels, that's down 2% from the June forecast. And white winter wheat at 254 million bushels, and that's down slightly from last month. And as for the export side of things, we did have some flash sales all throughout last week, but we also had a very good weekly report for corn at 1.2 million metric tons, up 70% from the prior four-week average. And on the week for beans, 503,000 metric tons. And for our grain as a whole, Zach says that the big story now continues to be weather.
I mean, we've erased 30 cents on this new crop corn from the highs last Thursday and beans over 50 cents. And, you know, going into last weekend, I think everybody was hopeful that President Trump would have some positive things to say about trade talks with China when he was in Des Moines. And obviously that didn't come. And then you look over a three-day weekend on the 4th. Typically the 4th's not a great time to be long or bullish grain anyway. And then you get some good rain that was kind of widespread and good forecasts. I mean, you look at these forecasts, we're getting out to the 1st of August now and not seeing a whole lot of threat to production. So funds heavily short the corn market. They're probably there in the beans now for sure and not given a reason to get out right now. So that's a big story. Funds just kind of keep their foot on the gas to the downside. And until weather changes or we find a big demand change to the good side, there's not going to be a whole lot of pop in this grain going forward.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.